Jesus the Messiah. Let's pray that more will know about him as Jesus the Messiah. Well, Jesus himself did sort of have a sort of snap poll and asked a few of his very dear friends and disciples who they thought he was. Did they know him? And one of his he asked his dear friend Peter, "Who do people say I am?" And let's hear what Peter has to say, and I'll call on Sister Ivy to come and share with us the Bible verse readings for today. And it's taken from Matthew chapter 16, a reading from verse 13 to 19. Thank you, Ivy.
Right, this reading is taken from Matthew 16, verses 13 to 17. Jesus went to the territory near the town of Caesarea Philippi, where he asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" "Some say John the Baptist," they answered. "Others say Elijah," while others say Jeremiah, or some other prophet. "What about you?" he asked them. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." "Good for you, Simon, son of John," answered Jesus. For this truth did not come to you from any human being, but it was given to you directly by my Father in heaven. And so I tell you, Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock foundation I will build my church, and not even death will ever be able to overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Amen.
A little while back, a few of us gathered together with some friends in Lancaster Road, and we sort of met and we had a couple of some Bible study lessons based on the book of Philippians. And we had a little guidebook to follow, and it was called Christianity Explored. And at the start of this year, I thought it would be a good time to go back and take some lessons from what Paul wrote to his friends with words of instruction and encouragement to his friends in Philippi. And so I thought we'd have in that session, we had a DVD that had short little videos on various topics. And we'd like to sort of just spend about 10 minutes sort of looking at one of the topics, looking at some things that Paul said. And this little snippet that we're seeing for about 10 minutes is actually taken from Philippians chapter 3, from verse 10 to chapter 4, verse 1. So let's just watch this videotape. Good sort of reminder, isn't it? I don't know about you, but when I first saw that little video, I thought, what a terrible advert for Christianity. Gosh, how can we go out and witness to people and tell them about Jesus, and then tell them, you've got to be suffering Christians. You've got to be dissatisfied Christians. You've got to be forgetful Christians. I thought, Lord, you know, it's hard enough to try to convince the world that they need you, but to have to tell them that, to be suffering, to be dissatisfied, to be forgetful, you know, now that's just not going to work. Okay, that message is too negative. It's actually a big mistake. You know, in any elections, especially in this election year, you're going to have politicians who are trying desperately to avoid giving a negative message, because it might be fatal. So then I asked myself, have I made a mistake? Have we made a mistake? What are we doing here? We're going to be made to look mighty silly if we've got Jesus all wrong. And not only are we going to be silly, we're going to be extremely annoyed with ourselves. Because I'm sure sometimes, I don't know about you, but when I'm sitting in the pews out there, I've had to put on gloves because it's a very cold church. And I keep thinking, you know, there are better things to do and better places to go. Warmer, certainly warmer places to go to. Have I made a mistake and got Jesus all wrong? Now, to answer that, I think we can only answer that if we can tell ourselves, what is it about Jesus that makes us say, yep, this is why I'm here? And I think I was pleased when Marion came this morning and said, I know I'm not feeling well, but I want to be here. I may not go out very often during the week, but I want to be here. So it's time for us to ask ourselves, what is it about Jesus that makes us say, I want to be here? What is it about Jesus that makes us feel, I want to put my trust in him? I want to walk the walk of Jesus. Now, so what do we know about Jesus? Well, we've just had Christmas. We've heard, we've read, we've acted out the nativity story. And the Bible tells us that, about Jesus, he was born during the reign of Caesar Augustus. He was born in Bethlehem because his parents had to be there because the census had to be taken. We heard and read that angels announced his birth to some visitors, and a star guided other visitors to him. We know that he spent his first days in a cramped, crowded stable. And he and his parents had to flee for their lives to Egypt. Now, in that DVD we saw, Paul knew all those things. Okay, but yet, as the DVD started, he wanted to know more about Jesus. And, you know, we want to say, why does he want to know more about Jesus? And I think, so I was pondering upon it, I think Paul has found the secret. And that secret was revealed by Jesus himself on the night before he died. And if you were to go back home and look in your Bibles, that secret was found in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3. On that night, Jesus prayed, now this, and I quote here, it says, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. Wow. No wonder Paul considered that everything else was rubbish in his past. No wonder he was prepared to be a suffering, dissatisfied, forgetful Christian, because he realized his future was better spent knowing Christ. It's a simple sort of equation that we can note, because he knew that knowing Jesus equals a relationship with Jesus, equals eternal life, and equals spending eternity enjoying that relationship. Simple, as the meerkat would say, simple. Knowing Jesus equals a relationship with Jesus equals knowing Jesus is eternal life and equals spending eternity enjoying that relationship. Now, so Paul, really, you can say Paul didn't look in the past, he had a future outlook. He looked at things from a heavenly perspective. Of course he was dissatisfied. So he thought, I want what's out there. What's out there at the end? Eternal life. And that comes from knowing my God and Savior. Now, there were many sort of lessons in that series. Sorry, it's not Christianity Explored, it's Discipleship Explored. And there were many lessons to be learned, but I think if there's one lesson we can take from all that is, and we want to commit this to our heart, is that God created us and intended us to enjoy a satisfying relationship with Him for all eternity. I repeat, God created us and intended us to enjoy a satisfying relationship with Him for all eternity. And it's ours. It's not just Paul's. It's not a secret that Paul had. It's a secret that we all have now. It's a secret we'd like to share with others.